A prayer for the children of the nations. Temptation. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. As a king, abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the nations. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation, and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of their nation, and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. By the commandment of God our Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ our hope, to our children and their family, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and Jesus Christ our Lord. Give ear to our words, O Lord, consider our meditation. Give heed to the voice of our cry, our King and our God, for to you we will pray. Our voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning we will direct it to you, and we will look up. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. Grace to our children, their house, and their land, and peace from God their Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank our God upon every remembrance of our children and their family, always in prayer, making requests for them, with all joy, giving thanks for their fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto them that sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb for ever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, now according to the riches of his grace, let the Father of mercies teach our children and their people to walk in the Spirit and avoid the lusts of the flesh, the snare in their midst. In Christ we pray that our children and their people not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. May our children and their people not be deceived, nor their minds be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus. Let them and their children not be tempted by the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, or the pride of life, nor give place to the devil. Our children and their house shall cast off the workings of darkness and put on the armor of light. The God of love and peace keep our children and their people from the snares they have laid for them and from the traps of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets while our children and their people escape safely. Their souls have escaped as birds from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and our children and their family have escaped. Their help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and the heavens. It is not for our children and their people to drink wine, nor intoxicating drink, lest they drink and forget the law, and pervert the justice of all the afflicted. In the name of Jesus Christ, their teacher and Lord, let wisdom enter their hearts, and knowledge be pleasant to their souls. Let discretion preserve our children and their family. Understanding will keep them and their people, and deliver them and their people from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delights in the perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and who are devious in their paths, to deliver them and their people from immoral women, from the seductress who flatters with her words. Let nothing wicked cling to them and their people. A perverse heart shall depart from them and their people, and they will not know wickedness. Our children and their people will rule their own spirits and take them captive, whose captives they were, and rule over their oppressors. In Christ we ask the Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, to keep our children and all of their people from entering into temptation. In Christ we pray that they and their family will cleanse themselves from secret faults. According to the riches of his grace, may God, the judge of all, keep back his servants also from presumptuous sin. Let sin not have dominion over them and their people. Then our children and their family shall be blameless, and they shall be innocent of great transgression. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, which has come to seek and to save that which was lost, let their love be without hypocrisy, and may they and their people abhor what is evil and cling to what is good. In the name of Jesus Christ, the true vine, let our children and their family endure all temptation and receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let them plant the good seeds of righteousness. May our children and their people reap in mercy and plow up the fallow ground of their hearts, that they may seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness on them. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the resurrection and the life, now according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to them in Christ Jesus before time began, may the Lord our God give our children and their people an ear, that they can hear what the Spirit says, that they will overcome and eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. In Christ we pray that our children and their people shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of God, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever they do shall prosper. May they and their family overcome and receive the hidden manna to eat, according to all that the Lord has bestowed on our children, and the great goodness toward their house which he has bestowed on them. According to his mercy, according to the multitude of his loving kindness, they will receive a white stone and a new name. May our children and their posterity continue in God's works until the end, that they and their people will receive God's power, and the morning star will rise in their heart. Now may the God of patience and comfort keep our children and their people from defiling their garments, so that they may walk with him in white, that they will be worthy in his eyes. In Christ we pray that they and their posterity will have an ear to hear the Spirit, and that they will overcome, so that they will be clothed in white, and that our Lord Jesus Christ will not blot out their names from the book of life, but confess their names before God the Father and before his angels. According to his promise, the Lord our God will set before them an open door that no one can shut, and our children and their family will awake and put on strength and be the arm of the Lord as in the ancient days. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will keep His word in all things, and they will not deny His name, and that He will keep them and their people from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world. Let them hold fast to what they have, so that no one can take their crown. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength, honor and glory and blessing. In Christ we ask our Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, that our children and their family will have an ear to hear the Spirit, and that they will overcome, and they will become pillars in the temple of our God. In Christ we pray that the Lord Jesus Christ will write upon them and their people the name of His God and the name of the city of His God, and He will write upon them and their people His new name. In the name of Jesus Christ, His name is called Wonderful. We ask that the Lord sell to our children and their people the gold refined in fire, that they may be rich, and white garments, that they may be clothed, that the shame of their nakedness shall not be revealed. According to His excellent greatness, may the Lord anoint their eyes with eye salve, that they may see. In Christ we pray that they will hear His voice and open the door, and He will come in and dine with our children, and be with them, and they with Him. In the name of Jesus Christ, His name is called Counselor. We ask the God of glory to give our children an ear to hear the Spirit, and that they and their family will overcome and sit with Him on His throne, being sealed as the servants of our God on their foreheads, and that they will wash their robes and make themselves white in the blood of the Lamb. In Christ we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of their faith, that as they are tested, that they and their people are faithful until death, that they will endure all temptation and will receive the crown of life. They and their family will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they will not love their lives to the death. They and their people shall die in the Lord and be blessed, and they may rest from their labors, and their works shall follow them and their people. According to the faith of God's elect, God will make each one of them a new creation. Our children shall drink from the fountain of the water of life freely. With joy they will draw water from the wells of salvation. Our children and their family shall overcome and not be hurt by the second death. In Christ we pray that they and their family will overcome and inherit all things, that He will be their God and they will be His sons and daughters. Our God, the God of righteousness, will not lead our children and their people into temptation, but deliver them from the evil one. For His is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Jesus Christ, who Himself bore their sins in His own body on the tree, that our children and their people, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, for they were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the Shepherd and Overseer of their souls. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love, with which He loved them and their family, even when they were dead in trespasses, made them and their family alive together with Christ, and raised them and their people up together, and made them sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceedingly riches of His grace toward them and their people. In Christ Jesus, grace and peace be multiplied to our children and their family in the knowledge of God and Jesus their Redeemer, their Savior, their King, their Lord, their Master, as His divine power has given to them all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called them by glory and virtue, by which have been given to them exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these they and their family may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. No temptation will overtake them or their family, except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow them or their family to be tempted beyond what they are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that they may be able to bear it. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will count it all joy when they fall into manifold or various temptations, knowing that the testing of their faith produces steadfastness, endurance, perseverance, and patience, letting patience have its perfect work, that they and their people may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. In Christ we pray that through the grace given to our children, to everyone who is among them, not to think of themselves more highly than they ought to think, not be tempted by pride, for pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And Leviathan is king over all the children of pride. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith, and that they and their people will walk by faith and not by sight. In Christ we pray that their delight is in the fear of the Lord, and they and their people will not judge by the sight of their eyes, nor decide by the hearing of their ears, but they will give attention to the word of God and incline their ear to his sayings. In Christ we pray that they and their people will not let them depart from their eyes. Keep them in the midst of their hearts, for they are life for those who find them and health to all their flesh. Let them and their people keep their heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will, giving all diligence, add to their faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are theirs and abound in them and their family, they will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of their Lord Jesus Christ. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, you who set your glory above the heavens. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation, and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God, who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness, he has founded it. The north and the south, the east and the west, he has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him and his love, being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of his glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, may they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord, and their king to the Holy One of Israel. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, abiding in God and abiding in his love, in Christ we ask and receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith, that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. and it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing it is the will of God, and he hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory, and the power, and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen and amen. Listen to me, you stubborn-hearted who are far from righteousness. I bring my righteousness near. It shall not be far off. My salvation shall not linger. And I will place salvation in Zion, for Israel my glory, says the Lord. Sing to the Lord, all earth. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God.